Welcome back to the Radio Sports page here on KNIA and KRLS. John Moenkle here, joined by Pleasantville alumnus and Iowa Hawkeye baseball player Zeb Adrian. As Zeb, we appreciate you taking some time here to join us here on the program. The dust, somewhat settled on the cancellation of all spring sports at the collegiate level, and it looks like you guys were just getting ready for a couple games in California, and then that's when things got called off. I guess if you could just kind of walk us through, the timeline of like how the team was informed, your guys' immediate reaction and feelings when you ultimately got the news there.
We were having a pretty normal schedule. It was a Thursday. We were supposed to leave that afternoon to go out to California to play Cal State Northridge. And as of 11:30, we were still going. And then by 12:30, we got the news that our trip that weekend had been canceled to California. And then by 3:30 that afternoon, they broke the news that all spring sports had been canceled. So it was a pretty quick turnaround from going to California to having our whole season wiped out that fast.
So I'm guessing at the time you knew that something was up. I'm sure you knew that there was a possibility that, hey, you may not be making the trip. It kind of hanging there in the back of your mind, or was it that something that you weren't really focused on at the time?
Well, it was the night before, actually, is when the NBA decided to postpone their season. So we figured that we weren't going to probably go to California that weekend, but we didn't really imagine that our season was going to be canceled, especially that fast.
Well, and it had been a pretty decent start to the season for you guys, record-wise anyway. It ended up being a 10-5 season. You had just picked up a couple wins over Kansas there, had wins over ranked teams in Duke, North Carolina, and Arizona previously in the season as well. And I've got to imagine that your sights were set on pretty big things here this season, right?
Yeah, we had just started. We won, I think, 7 out of our last 8 games and had just started to play really well, come together as a team, and everybody individually was playing well. So we definitely had our sights on competing in the Big Ten and then hopefully making a regional and going on from there.
Well, and individually for you, it looks like you started the year pretty well as well. You ended up starting in all 15 games, an average of .333, ninth in the Big Ten in on-base percentage. I saw your name to the all-tournament team at the Cambria College Classic. I guess that being said, if you could just talk about how you think your season had been going individually before everything got called off there.
Yeah, I've been playing pretty well. I thought it's a lot easier when the whole team's playing well. You know, as they say, the more wins you get, the more individual success you have. And it was just a shame that it got cut short as good a year as we were having as a team and how things were going.
And I guess that being said, if you could just talk about, some of the highlights either for you individually or the team had from this past season, despite the fact that it was short, and I'm sure there were some pretty cool moments, some highlights of the season. If you could just go through some of those that you maybe thought were some pretty big moments for the team this year.
Yeah, I thought we had a ranked win out in California against Arizona. They were a really good team, and that was really cool. We played at the University of San Diego, which is a beautiful area of California. Never been to California or played in California, so that was pretty cool. But probably the best weekend of the year we had was we got to play in the Cambria Classic, like you said, which was in Minneapolis at the Viking Stadium at U.S. Bank. So that was a really cool experience. I've never played inside, never played a full game or anything inside in a dome like that before. And then for it to be against 3 top-ranked ACC teams and to win 2 out of 3 that weekend, that was probably the highlight of our year.
Well, and I guess with it being your senior year, I'm sure the news that the season was canceled probably hit you and your classmates harder than others, I guess. But with the news of the NCAA offering an eligibility waiver to all spring sports athletes, I guess what does that mean for you, and have you made a decision yet as far as returning then to the team next year?
As far as me personally, I would personally like to come back. I know there's still a lot of things that the NCAA and the schools have to figure out between roster spots and scholarship money and funding and things like that. But I know for me and from a few of the guys that I talked to that were also seniors, as long as everything works out right, definitely want to come back for one more year.
And then what does the rest of the academic year look like for you with online classes and everything? Are you staying in Iowa City? Have you moved back home to Pleasantville? I guess kind of talk about what the rest of this school year is going to look like for you.
Yeah, right now I'm back home in Pleasantville. Decided I was a little bit better, a little safer place to be than in Iowa City with all the cases they have there. And right now we're all online, so that's definitely a big change in how things work. I've never had five classes online like that before, so that's a big thing to get used to. But the university did a pretty good job of setting up us and the professors with everything to try to keep classes going as usual. And I don't think it should end up being that bad.
And I guess with that, once the semester is over, what does the summer normally look like? Are you usually on campus during the summer? Stuff for baseball, or is the summer going to remain pretty normal for then once the academic year is going to be done?
Well, the last few years, I've been going places to play summer ball. I went to Indiana 2 years ago and Wisconsin last year. So I don't know how this is going to affect the time, the starting time of summer ball. Normally it begins like almost after school's done. But with the major leagues being delayed and everything, I assume they're probably going to delay till at least the pros start back up. So it probably depends on when summer ball starts and what happens with being able to go back for another year. And there's just a lot of things that have to get sorted out between now and then.
Again, we're visiting with Pleasantville alumnus and Iowa Hawkeye baseball senior Zeb Adrian. I guess it sounds like, Zeb, that you're looking to go back for another year, but if that doesn't end up happening, if just the logistics of everything doesn't work out, I guess what would your future plans be otherwise if you're not able to end up returning for another year of baseball?
Well, hopefully we'll have to see what happens with the MLB draft and signings and everything with that, but if that weren't to happen, then I'll probably either live in Iowa City or move back to Pleasantville and probably start looking for jobs or applying there or something like that.
And the MLB draft is a possibility then for you?
Yeah, hopefully. I was hoping to have a good year this year and either get drafted or signed, but with the uncertainty with how many, they're talking about limiting that to 5 or 10 rounds this year, so that cuts off the majority of the draft. So there's a lot of uncertainty for players in that sense.
Well, I guess we certainly wish you the best luck as far as that is concerned. Again, we've been visiting with Zeb Adrian, Iowa baseball player and a Pleasantville alumnus here on the Radio Sports page. Zeb, we certainly appreciate your time here. We wish you the best luck with a lot of uncertainty here, but thanks for joining us, and best luck here as time goes on here with the rest of the semester.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Again, we've been visiting with Zeb Adrian here on the Radio Sports page. Pleasantville alumnus. We'll be back after this.